And the award is something that our agency has. It's kind of unique to our agency. The award consists of a letter that you'll receive today and then a coin that we have. And I'll kind of explain the significance of the coin here in a few minutes. But to get to kind of the bottom of what happened, back on June 9th of this year, there was a one vehicle rollover crash that happened on I-94 up by exit 298, which is just east of Valley City a few miles. A vehicle rolled over, and during that rollover, the lone driver in that vehicle was ejected, and that vehicle came to rest on top of that driver. The driver was unconscious when the first responders arrived on scene, was pinned underneath that vehicle with just his head and his shoulder sticking out. Didn't appear to be breathing, I don't think, at that point in time, was unconscious. And, you know, obviously, that vehicle being on top of him, you can't really provide any services to him. Fire department responded, law enforcement responded, but we also had three citizens that stopped. Mackenzie, Cassidy, and John just happened to live right there, I believe. And they responded, and helped. I think, Jackson, you were on scene. There was a deputy from Barnes County. Helped secure the driver of that vehicle to make sure he was okay. And then, John, you brought some equipment out to get that vehicle off of him so we could provide some medical care to the driver, who was, again, unconscious, wasn't breathing, and CPR had to be performed. And the CPR was successful that day, was able to bring him back, but that CPR would not have been possible without the assistance of John, then obviously Cassidy, Mackenzie, you guys helping on scene provide that CPR. It's amazing when we have crashes in North Dakota, the quality of people that stop. It's amazing when we have bad crashes that we have doctors, nurses, people that are volunteer firefighters, ambulance personnel. It just seems like every time we have a crash, there's people there. You know, we talk about how law enforcement, we're first responders. A lot of times we're not the first ones there. I think in this case, we were the first ones there that day, but a lot of times we're not. It's people that are driving by a scene that stop and are the first ones that are helping. So really we can all be first responders. And in this case, there was several individuals that stopped in addition to the firefighters, ambulance personnel, law enforcement that were on scene. So we really appreciate that, because if people are not stopping, really that care needs to start right away. If we can get that care started right away, that's when we have the best success with saving people. In this case, you know, the driver in this case is not a statistic. He's not one of our fatalities. He survived this crash, and he's still living and breathing. And I guess we haven't talked to him in a little while to see how he's doing. You know, this crash did involve alcohol. It was a DUI driver that was involved in this crash. Luckily, in this case, you know, he'd only crashed his own vehicle with himself in it, but a lot of times in North Dakota, we have those crashes involving alcohol where other people are injured and killed as well. And in this case, it resulted in the best possible outcome is that, you know, he injured himself, but we were able to save him. And to your guys' efforts, we really appreciate that. Jackson, I guess you were on scene that day. Maybe you want to just maybe try and fill in a few more details, and we'll get to the award.
Yeah, obviously, I arrived on scene, and all three of them were already there. So, in fact, they were the first responders this day. I felt it was important, obviously, to nominate each one of them, because more often than not, it seems these types of crashes, the driver does not survive. And I feel, you know, John, you getting the vehicle off of him, and, you know, Mackenzie and Cassidy, you doing CPR, not even thinking twice about it, really did save his life. I think if we had waited any longer, I don't think he'd be with us. And a lot of times we arrive on scene, and in these types of crashes, there's no way to save these drivers. So for us to all work together and keep him alive really blew me away, and that's why I know.